My name is Don C. Perdue. I live in Wayne County, West Virginia. I am the executive director of the Wayne County Economic Development Authority. I'm very deeply concerned about the Medicaid, and I think that there's a possibility that the expansion we saw with Medicaid may be truncated or even reversed to some degree, and that'd be horrible for West Virginia. We have, I think, about 186,000 people have health insurance now that didn't have it before Medicaid was expanded. But along those lines as well, something that has just come home to me is that we know that our biggest problem in West Virginia right now is substance abuse, particularly where I'm from in this area. And there's a great concern that if Medicaid expansion, or if Medicaid is dealt with, or Medicare and Medicaid both are dealt with in a way that could be negative for those recovery programs. Recovery Point here in Huntington, which was the healing place, has done phenomenal work. And I'm hearing today that they're very concerned that they may not be able to sustain themselves if they don't have the assistance from Medicaid that they get for the medical care for their guys.
My name is Joshua Sharp. I'm a junior economics student at Western University. I live in Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm very strongly excited for the possibility that the repeal could actually go into effect. My mom's actually got an ongoing medical condition, protein S deficiency, which basically is a blood clot disorder. My mom used to get her, she still does, but she gets her insurance through her husband's plan, Blue Cross Blue Shield, through his employer. Since the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, her premiums have actually tripled to $300 a month, so roughly $2,400 more out of pocket each year just for her premiums. And her insurance plan has now added a $1,500 deductible for her blood work and a $20 copay. So every time she gets her blood work, not only does she have to pay out of pocket up to the first $1,500 for the year, but she's got to pay $20 at a time. And, you know, depending on the results, she might have to do it 2 to 3 times a week. So you're talking right there $40 to $60 a week, and that's not even counting the deductible. So that's adding a tremendous expense, and that alone has actually caused her to sometimes neglect getting her blood work done. So that's actually aggravating her access to care. It's blocking her access to care, and she has an ongoing medical condition.
Wyatt Lilly. The ACA really hasn't affected me all that much. I used to purchase my own health insurance just straight out of pocket, but for 2017, I did get ACA health coverage, and it's gone down quite a bit. I wasn't very satisfied with the coverage that I was buying. It was both expensive and ineffective, so we'll see what happens with 2017.
So for you, you think that like the ACA is better than what you were getting before?
Yeah, definitely better than what I was getting before. I was paying a ridiculous sum, almost $900 a month for me and my two kids, and that's with a huge deductible. I think it was $2,000 per person.
So you were buying that through a private insurance company, but not through the marketplace?
Exactly.
And that's something that you've carried for a long time?
Right. I've been self-insured since the 90s. And every single year, health insurance has gone up and up and up, and benefits have dropped. And that happened, that trend began way before Obamacare.
Do you have employees that you have to provide insurance for?
I don't provide insurance for any of my employees. I've looked into that several different times and offered a plan to our full-time employees, but the cost for them would have been too great. Even though we were covering a good bit of the cost out of the company, it would have still been too burdensome for them, and I understand why. Health insurance is just sky high.
Thank you.